Hello.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we will take questions in the room first from Mauro, and then we'll jump to Zoom in case Ridwan has got one or two, and then we'll get Big Dennis up here. Questions in the room first. Who wants to kick us off?
Not all at once, please.
I can kick you guys.
Right. He's perfectly prepped for this moment.
You guys have won three in a row at home now. Your first, obviously, as your head coach. What is the immediate feeling in the aftermath of a complicated night?
No, I think overall it was good. I thought the first half was quite positive. The second half was positive in a different matter. I think the guys in the first half showed football. We understand the game plan. They stuck to their roles. They did their tasks, both on and off the ball. And I think that's a very positive thing to build on. And then in the second half, we did what we had to do. We slowed the game down when we had to slow the game down. We defended when we had to defend. Yeah, it could have been better with the ball, definitely. But that's something that we are aware of. The players are aware of. But I can't blame them for not working, for not defending, for not trying. I think overall it's a very positive performance. And like you said, it's the third one at home. And brick by brick, we want to make sure that this is a fortress.
Thank you, Charlie. Thomas Hewitt.
Mauro, what is the process of this week been like? I'm sure it's big for you and a memorable one to be in the head coaching position. What's the process been like leading up to this game?
It's been quite similar, to be honest, with what we were doing in the past. Obviously, the homework was done. We did change a couple of different things, one or two things in the last 2 days. But again, I'm not here to save the world, and especially I'm not here to save the world in 2 days. So at the end of the day, I think the guys understood the message. We wanted to make sure that the processes were simple. I wanted to make sure that they knew where to explore and how to defend, and I think we showed that quite well. So it was new, it was good, and I think it's something that not only myself but this club can build on.
Late in the match, Halifax is applying more and more pressure, and you bring on as well for his experience in your colors. I'm just curious what you thought of him.
Good. He's a true leader. Not only Osvaldo, but bringing in Juan with his experience. It was good to start the game with most of the guys ready and fit to play. Obviously, Mo's the only one at the moment, obviously after Brian, but coming into the game, Mo was the only one out due to injury. So it's good to know that everybody can play minutes. A lot of the players out of the whole squad have minutes under their legs, and that just shows our depth, our quality, and we can play different ways with different players, and that's definitely a positive.
Thank you.
Thanks, Thomas. And Brandon.
Sort of in the lead up to this week, I know that tactical approaches or football approaches were sort of bandied about in the context of what this week has been. There was a little bit of a tactical tweak, I believe, from the standard 4-3-3-1 that you guys previously ran to a 4-3-3 with Bosway and Brem sitting a little bit deeper. I was wondering if you could maybe just speak on that, and then especially the effect it had on the front three with Dennis and Brian and Austin.
No, I think we started the game with having Baldy in that pivot role with that gave us a little bit more aggression in the middle. The tasks were that Brem and Josue could jump and could break their midfield press. Obviously, we wanted to make sure that their midfielders weren't able to rotate and go into our back line with an open ball, and we wanted to make sure that if they do receive it and they receive it with their back towards our defensive line, that we press. And a lot of the time, especially in the first half, we had legs, we had ideas, and that was quite successful. Towards the end of the first half, they started to find pockets with Daniel, especially on that left. Staff and I decided to pivot a little bit the midfielder, so instead of playing a 1-2, going into a 2-1, that helped to give us a little bit more defensive security. And I think at the end of the day, like I said, the guys understood the message, tactically aware of what their tasks were, and we were successful. Then when it touched the top three players, I told them, listen, the game plan here is to get them narrow. Not only it's to keep them narrow, not only for the defensive side, but they're players that can score. They're players that can create. And to have Dennis, Austin, and Brian in that center channel, I think is good, not only for the team, but for themselves. So, I was quite heavy with them on the pregame for them to understand where they had to be and what they had to do. And, you know, I'm thankful that they did so and they had a great game.
And I think the Austin goal really, sort of demonstrates that, because, even if with Austin going for the chip shot, you have Max making the run outside, and it sort of illustrated that. And then obviously on the second one, it comes up again with Brian making the cross crease, cross box layoff to Dennis. I'm just wondering on if you have any updates, and I know it's still early, but any updates on Brian coming off and sort of the impact he had tonight before the injury?
Oh, Brian's been growing. Brian's been obviously a very positive piece of the puzzle, not only with the goals that he's been scoring, but the chances that he's been creating and the assists that he's been having. He's a big character in the group, and he has his mind in the right place. It is too early to know what the injury is, so we're going to leave that with the medical staff, and we'll have an update in the next 24 hours.
Any other questions in the room for a gaffer? Robin?
Well, I guess you're just thinking your plan tonight. Like, there's going to be a coach come in maybe 2 weeks or so, but you could say, well, here's what I did tonight and see how our guys play, that this guy will come in, he could completely change things around, or do you think the owner thinks that, well, if we were sort of like we were tonight, maybe you can just change a few things, or do you expect everything will be blown up or changed around with all the players you have now? Or you can't really say.
I think when that page comes, we'll be able to read it. I think right now it's it's what I can do to help the club. Fortunate enough to get the 3 points, and the guys reacted well to the message. When our new coach comes, I think you can save that question in your pocket and ask him.
So you were thinking, you were building this game on what you've learned in the past, and now you can say, well, there's 3 home wins so far, 3 out of 4 already. I don't know how many months it took last season to get. You were the worst in the league, but I mean, this is how fun was it that the fans went home happy, as opposed to last year? You must have seen the difference.
Yeah, I think it's important for the fans. I think it's important for the club, and ultimately, I think, this was something created by the players. We scouted the players. We made sure that the players knew that they were coming in, and we wanted a winning mentality. And I think that's the proof of it. Players are doing exactly what they have to do. They're performing, and obviously, like I said, brick by brick, we want to make this place a fortress. But a lot of it comes to the players and their mindset. And to be fair, today they were outstanding.
Thank you, everybody. We're going to jump to Zoom. Let's have a look. Ridwan, you're waiting maybe with 1 or 2 for Mauro. You're on mute. I don't know if you can hear us. Okay, we're good. Hey,
there you go.
If we're all good, we're all good.
Thank you.
Take it when you got it.
There you go.
It.
Thank you, guys. Go on, Dennis. I'll see you. See you shine.
I'll see you shine again. It's hard to top what you said. Well done.
Okay, guys, questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom if there's any need. Charlie, you want to kick us off? I hope the first question is about Dennis's wardrobe choice.
Love that. I know it's been a weird week for you guys. Can you maybe sum up the emotion of coming in here and getting the job done and getting a win?
I mean, yeah, it's been I wouldn't say turbulent, because we try to keep our mind on the field, try to work hard every day. I mean, I would lie if I'd say it wouldn't affect us as a group or whatever, because it was a big change. It came, a little bit out of nowhere as well, but I think everybody's professional enough to deal with it. Everybody knows that's part of the business, it's part of soccer. So I think we were good prepared, and with Mauro, we knew him, it wasn't a too big of a change, actually. So I think we were very prepared for this game, and I think we can build on that.
two goals for you now with this club. You've started two games in a row. Just, do you feel like you're starting to settle in with this group and kind of find your place in it?
I mean, yeah, it's still tough because I miss most parts of the preseason due to injuries, and also like I've been away with the national team as well. So it's still tough. I'm getting there, like, but I feel like with every day I feel better. With every game I can play, I feel better. And yeah, it's starting to get there where I wanna be. I know I can improve still. Like, I'm not on 100% yet, but hey, like it's been going good. The team is doing well, and that's the most important. Thanks.
Thank you, Charlie. Thomas.
Dennis, you're playing on a forward line with two Canadians very experienced in the Canadian game, Brian Wright and Austin Ritchie. Just wondering how you've gotten accustomed to playing with them, just what you thought of their performances today too, alongside you.
You said inexperienced or experienced?
No, experienced.
Experienced, yeah, like yeah. I was about to say, because I feel like they're both very experienced players, like so am I. I think it's just finding chemistry. Like, I think with every practice, with every game we play together as a front three, I feel like the chemistry is growing, and I start to get to know like where Brian runs, where Austin runs. Like, they know where I have to be. Like, we saw in the second goal, for example, like Brian doesn't even have to look up; he knows where I have to be, and I was there. So I think like the chemistry is building; it's already there actually. So, but I feel like we're on a good way. But yeah, it's been one win now, but next game is coming soon, so gotta be prepared for that.
And late in the game, Halifax was really making an effort to get that tying goal. Just wondering how you on the field dealt with that, as obviously an attacking player, kind of having to be a bit more defensive maybe.
I mean, yeah, but that's part of the game. I feel like when you're up 2-0, I was having a conversation with Mauro earlier. I was like, 2-0 is the most dangerous result in soccer. So because you feel like, yeah, you're kind of on a safe side, and then they score one and you start to get a little bit nervous, a little bit shaky, whatever. But I feel the team did great. Like, I have to compliment the team. Like, we defended until the very end, and sometimes football doesn't have to be beautiful. Sometimes that's what we need to do. We need to defend. That's part of football. First half was maybe more playing wise, more beautiful to play, more better for us as a attacking player, but like in the end, it's also like the dirty work you gotta put in, and that's what we did, and I'm proud of the team that we did it and that we got the 3 points.
Thank you.
Any other questions in the room for Dennis? Okay, Robin.
I guess you're waiting for the new coach along with all the other players, and you're just, the way you were answering about playing with the forwards there, it's just like you're ready, professionals, you're ready to. What do you want us to do? We're ready for the next game. You're not set, especially since you haven't been with the team too long, to say, okay, the coach wants us to do this or do that. We're ready. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's part of the game. Like, that's part of being a professional. Like, I think athlete in general, like, you have to be able to deal with changes, because it's a... I feel like soccer is a very fast-paced business, so it's a lot of changes, like within the club, like outside factors, media, whatever. You gotta be prepared for everything, and I feel like me especially, I feel like I have the role of helping the young players as well. But now it's the chance for everybody with a new coach to work their I don't want to say ass, but like work their ass off. But like everybody gets a chance now. Everybody gets to show themselves in practice, and that's what we need. Like, we need practice hard, and that's what we got to do. Like, that's one win, but we're not done yet.
Okay, great. Ridwan,
yeah.
You are waiting patiently, my friend. Hopefully you can hear us this time.
Yes, Dennis, I want to ask, how did the exit of Nash have an influence on you guys? I am going into this game.
I mean, as I said before, like, it obviously, like, it affected us in a way that it came, like, a little bit out of nowhere, catched us off guard. But, like, in the end, it's part of the business. Like, we got to be able to deal with it. And I feel like today we did a great job showing that. And with Mauro as an interim coach, like, we did a good job. Like, he's almost, like, too humble. But that's, like, what we like about him. But, like, yeah. I gotta give credit to him for and the whole coaching staff for preparing us for this game, because I think for them it was probably even harder to deal with that change than for us players, because for us players, it's just the practice, like, yeah, the ideas didn't change too much, but yeah, we're happy for the win.
If I can get your body language clear, it looks like you're giving us an assurance that there's no way this team, you know, is going to backtrack. And like last season, we saw where the team pitched and then later on they lost points again on the road and even at home. Is this an assurance that you guys are back and it's for real?
I mean, we said it from the start. Like, I know that this team has quality. This team is ready to compete for winning the league. I've said it before and I'm saying it right now as well. And it's just like improving ourselves, like going game for game. I don't want to talk too much about the future. We're just going to go step by step, practice for practice, and then like game by game. And then now the last, I think, 3 games, we did like a good job. And I think we're on the right way. We just need to continue working like this and we're on the right way.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Dennis, you're done, my friend.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Thanks, man. Thank you, man.